Here we go. Everyone, it's Seal. I want to welcome you to the first episode. I'm so excited. My best friend, my teammate. We are calling ourselves Girl Chat. Leah, welcome.
Yes.
And Girl Chat is sponsored by Vaz Nutrition. So this is super exciting and something that we've talked about doing forever. So I'm pumped.
Me too.
First of all, we need to dive in and explain. Tell everybody a little bit about who we are as individuals and then kind of how we became friends. So I'm going to throw the mic to you.
Okay, I will start. My husband and I are owners of Vaz Nutrition, as Theo was saying, in Waxhaw, North Carolina. And he has been doing that for over 30 years. And I have been by his side for we're going on like 7 years. And I kind of jumped into that with him, but I am your fitness trainer. I have been a fitness trainer forever. When I was 17, started teaching aerobics, that kind of thing. Got into lifting weights in college. Got my personal training certificate, just running through that. Started competing in fitness. And then from there, I've just never left it. I met Seal when my brother was dating her back in 2010, and we was like, she walked through the door and it was instant. I'm talking instant best friend, never looked back. We were two peas in a pod, and I call it my divine connection. She has been my soul sister since then, and we have never looked back. So we started training the honeybees. She was actually doing it before me. It was Lady Caps here in Charlotte, the dance team, and I joined her in that, and we just have been the best of friends ever since.
Yes, it's so crazy, and like you can even go back. Like we have a photo from when we were like I was 13. How old were you? I think you were like 10.
I don't know how. We don't even know how far apart.
I don't know
we
how
are.
Far back it was, but there's a photo of us. We were in this.
I think I was 8.
Okay, it was a Chris. Okay, 8. So that would have been. What am I, 4 years older? Mm-hmm. So 4 years old. Maybe I was, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was 4 years older than that. It was Greatest Gift of All, which was a Christmas musical that was done at PTL. And y'all, PTL is a whole nother story, but we were both in it. And there's a photo with us, and neither one of us remember meeting the other. Probably because of our age difference. Like it just at the time didn't click. But like years later, we realized that we were like, oh my gosh, we were in a musical together. How cool.
Like how crazy is that? Yeah. On the same stage, in the same group, doing the same theater stuff, just around the same dancers, everything, our whole life, being in the same city in Charlotte our whole lives and never connecting until years later, 2010.
That's right. 2010 mm-hmm. changed it. Like, and it's so interesting because we had the same, remember it was Kristen. We both admired her so much. She was like the lead dancer. Both of us admired her so much. Like she was one of my role models growing up. Well, it was your role model too.
Yes. I mean, she carried me around on her back 24/7. Like she was at my dance studio all the time. I loved her. She went to my church. Like it was like, and to have that same person, you know, that you look up to. And then here we are today sitting and it's like, you're that person for me. Like, though you're my best friend, I look up to you. I look like you push me, you challenge me, and I look up to you. And I just think that God worked that so perfectly. And that just shows you what and who he is.
It is amazing. Cause I feel the same way about you. We both have that admiration for one another and support. And, I mean, I still remember going to your house and it was like, you opened the door and it was like, oh my gosh. Like I just met like my best friend.
I met my sister for the first time.
Right. I was like, what? Like, and the fact that we both struggled growing up with weight, we both had self-image, like that we were super conscious of that, body image. And then the track of fitness, because y'all, this is like 20 years ago. So fitness was not popular.
No, we were weird. Like we were the weird person in the grocery store with muscles that people are like, can I touch you? Like, it was weird. Like, it just did not, you didn't see people, especially females at that time, who worked out in the gym with all the males and didn't care. But it became, for each of us, not even knowing each other, it became our happy place and the one place that we were confident in, the one place that gave us the discipline and so many things that, man, have just, you know, set my life for who I am today. And to have that in someone else before it is like now it's, you know, it's the thing to do, the thing to have. Like, who doesn't have muscles, you know?
Right. Which is so cool. But
I love it.
Yeah, I do too. But I do treasure the time that, like, when we had it and it was kind of unique and it was different and it did set you apart. And so, you know, now we're like fast forwarding and here we are, 40s and living full lives, busy lives, family. Fitness is still like the center. I feel like it's the thread that we'll always share. And it's our love, it's our passion, it's our hobby, it's our business, it's what we do, it's who we are. And I think just us coming together, and I mean, we've worked forever anyway, just bounce back and forth. And a lot of times when we train together, we don't even talk before we go train. We just walk in and do it. And it's so cool to be doing this now. And that was our whole reason, is we thought, you know, it's time for us to get on and really share not only who we are as friends, and as women, but just from, you know, every aspect of being women in our 40s, you know, everything that we deal with, you know, being moms and, you know, having businesses and, you know, fitness is still key. It's changed. Like, I know it's evolved a lot for me as a person. And I think you could say the same thing. And then there are certain things that are foundational, but just the things and the questions that we get asked on a regular basis. And we just thought this was just a great opportunity to kind of like, let's chat about all of it.
Right. People ask us questions all the time. So why not have one spot for sharing it all?
Yeah. And along with fitness, faith is really strong for both of us. Like, so the two things that tie us together is our faith in God and our fitness. Those are the two things.
Exactly.
And that's what we talk about all the time.
Most of the time, go hand in hand.
Yes. And most of the time we're on the phone, it's like, we're either discussing a message we heard recently or we're talking about fitness. Like, it's usually one of those two things. So
because it's always evolving, right? Yeah. It's always evolving and changing.
What do we want everybody to expect when you listen to this podcast?
We are going to talk about spirit, soul, and body. Because that's who you are. You are three parts. And when all of those are aligned, hey, in a perfect world, that's what we want, right? When you're all aligned, you're flowing and you're going and you feel good. But one piece of that gets out of alignment and you start to struggle. And that's life, because life isn't easy. It's not fair. And there are challenges. But you always push. That's what we help each other with, is we always push to align all three. So you're going to hear everything from supplement reviews to equipment reviews and fitness routines and, gosh, girl stuff, hormones, all the things that we get from you, the questions we get from you, the questions we get from each other, the things that come up in our daily lives. And we want to hear from you. We want to know what you would like to talk about and for us to talk about.
Yeah, that's it. Cause I know for me, like, I'm all the time texting you and it'll be a question that pops up. Like, it could be random. I think today's question for you, I was like, gosh, I am like struggling so much right now with, the one word that keeps coming up is relevant. And so, I've heard it a lot recently, and y'all, let's just be real. I'm going to be 48 this year. I'm feeling it. Like, I'm feeling the struggle. And so these are things that Leah and I like get into detail about. And I'm like, man, I'm really struggling right now to feel like my fit at the moment. And so these are the kinds of topics and discussions that, you know, I want to be open and vulnerable and share, because it's real. And And maybe somebody else is asking the same question or kind of dealing in this, you know, with the same thing.
Right. Exactly. It just as a human who doesn't want to feel relevant, because in our society today, everything is out there. Every piece with social media, you're just constantly bombarded with everyone's lives. So who doesn't want to feel important? And I think it's setting itself, you set yourself up sometimes for these feelings that that really in our world when we were younger, we didn't even think about. Like it wasn't even, I didn't worry about who so-and-so ate. What did they eat today? Like, did I need to know that? I don't know. Like, do I need to know what you eat in a day? I don't like, we've become so close to people that we don't even know that we're losing ourselves. We're losing our family. We're losing our friendships. Those are the people that we need to focus on. And here I am scrolling, lost in the scrolling, and looking at Joe Schmo and what their plate or their whole day was of food. And then comparing myself, then taking it deeper and comparing myself and saying, well, God, I mean, I eat more than that. Or I, you know, man, how does she get away with eating that? Like, you know, you just got, like, you just snowball. Like, it just keeps going and going. And where, you know, you think back 20 years or even, you know, when I was in college and I didn't even have a cell phone and I had no idea what anyone was doing, you know, and there is the flip side to that, that, yeah, I didn't know what anybody was doing. And I had a handful of friends and now I've got, you know, thousands of friends. And, you know, you feel, it's like you do, there is a community. They're all positive to all of this, but you just have to be careful.
Yeah, it's just finding the balance with it. And I think for me, it's, and we've talked about it, is when you hit those moments of where you start to feel like insecurity or things are starting to creep in, that's when you know it's time to like put it down, like put the phone down, you know, and it may be a couple days before you can pick it back up. You have to like literally set it down or get off of it, give yourself some time and really remind yourself of who you are because you know, a lot of times I think because we're in such a comparison game, we forget who we are as people, as individuals and the uniqueness and the gifts that I believe God's given us. And like a lot of times we, you know, start focusing on somebody else's gifts and it's like, no, back it up. Pay attention to what, you know, who you are. And focus on building that. That for me is like, has been the thing that I've had to constantly remind myself of is, you know, what does God say about me? Who am I? And remind myself of who that person is. Okay. So this is just an example of some of the conversation you can expect. We're not going to hide from anything. Like, I think that's the biggest thing is being open and talk about, you know, the realness of struggle. And then we're going to have a lot of fun too, because there's a lot of silly things that happen. I think we all experience like the silly, the random, the silly, the funny moments. I think I'd text Leah, like this was like 2 weeks ago. I don't know, 2 weeks ago. I'm boiling water on the stove and I'm actually boiling eggs. Let's go back. I set it and it takes a while. Y'all know it takes like 20, 30 minutes to boil eggs. So I set the timer, I walk away, and then the timer goes off. I go back and I open up the lid to get ready to drain the eggs, and there's no eggs. So this is just
no eggs.
I'm like, what? Like, who does this? But this is like the silliness of things that happen to us in life. You know, we all have moments of where we're juggling a million different things, and
it's the height of distraction.
Yes. So, funny moments, things that we can share that happened to us. And we want to, you know.
Hey, even like tips and tricks. Listen, yes. We got so many tricks up our sleeves. Like, we're both fitness competitors. Like, we can diet with the best of them. Like, we can eat with the best of them. You have to be ever evolving, right? You have to be open to changes. And I feel like in the fitness arena, it's like the medical side. Like, it's always changing. Don't be afraid to change. That's what I had to always coach myself. Don't be afraid to change your mind. You can change your mind. I can change my mind 15 minutes from now and say, Steele, I just said this, but I just read this and I think I'm going with that. So it's, you know, your knowledge is power. And I preach this all the time. Knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. I'm always reading. It gets on my husband's nerves. I understand. My head is always in a book and I love to learn. So when you love to learn, you have to change because you're going to continue to grow. And in order to grow, you have to change. And change is hard. But when you get new knowledge, you become a different person. So I think you're going to hear all kinds of stuff.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was going to say, because this brings us to my segment called Ask Leah Anything.
Anything.
She's a bookworm and it comes to fitness and nutrition. Ask Leah Anything. So like today I'm going to kick off the segment with, Leah, do fat burners really work?
Yes and no. So here's my answer to this currently. Okay, so fat burners. If there's this magic pill that you can take and it just melts away fat, like, no. Okay, no. Because depending on your chemistry, there are certain ones you can take and you want to eat the house down because you're so energized and so jacked up. Because what they do is they heat your body temperature up. So your body temperature rises, your heart rate rises, you're feeling good. So the point of these is to make you move. And when you move more, you burn more calories. And when you burn more calories, you lose weight as long as you're in a calorie deficit. So the good thing about fat burners, hey, they're great pre-workouts. They're great to tap that appetite. They're built to help you in the process of losing weight. They are not magic pills, but they can help you get there faster. So we can definitely go in depth in that kind of thing. That's my favorite product. That's what I use for energy. I love coffee, but I'm not going to drink coffee, a cup of coffee over a fat burner or a thermogenic. It's just not worth it because thermogenic is going to last longer. And I'm typically not going to crash off of them. And so they don't have to be used. This is what I find the most in the store when people come in and ask about fat burners. They're all different. They're all different formulas. You have to find the one that's good for you. And when we can get you on the right one, people do feel like it's magic because you've all of a sudden have a tool that can help you stick to your program. And when you stick to your program, that's when the magic happens. That's it in a nutshell.
You did really good.
Good.
Because I know you can expand on that.
Like, I can tend to ramble. I can ramble forever.
Well, so and I have to
shut me up.
Well, and I have to say, because for me, and Leah will tell you, I am constantly changing the one that I use. So like I use it too. And we go back and forth all the time. Like it's all the time. I mean, this has been going on for years and we change it all. Like it changes. Like you can't just get the one and stay on it forever.
No.
Nice, but it doesn't work like that. So you have to adjust and change with it. But yeah, like I'm the same way. I don't drink coffee, like thermogenic, fat burner, energy supplement, whatever you want to call it, pre-workout. Like that's my jam. That's what I do every day. That's what helps me push through. I'm all in and Leah knows that and she tests stuff on me all the time. So it's all good.
Yes. I have to have guinea pigs.
Right. And then I give her a review. I'm like, that one was good. Or I'm like, that one didn't really, I didn't get anything out of that. So then she's like, all right, try this. And then I'm like, that was too much. She goes, half a scoop.
Yes.
So the next thing we were going to talk about is Mythbuster. I think the one that you and I talked about the most was we've been really seeing it about cardio. People talking about killing it with cardio. Like, I mean, on the good side of people saying, hey, that's not the best way to lose weight or to for long periods of time. Let's put it that way. Cardio works. I'm a cardio junkie in some aspects because like sometimes it's more to clear my head than it is anything else.
Yes.
As far as from a consistency, you know, weight dropping, you can't do hours and hours every day forever.
Right.
You'll hit the wall.
And we have been there mm-hmm. where we've both done hours a day and we're successful for a time. And then all of a sudden your body is like shuts down mode and you can't stay there. So we've been on the no cardio and we've been on the all cardio. So we know what we're talking
about. And Leah's had to kick, you know, had to like come back at me sometimes because like I'll get on those kicks where I'll stay on something for a long time. And she's like, yo.
Right.
Back it down. But we bounce off each other that way. I mean, since we're on this whole myth busting with the cardio, you know, this is where the like lifting comes into play and the importance of it more than ever, like now being in 40s.
Yeah. You know, and here's the thing, it needs to be individualized. So you can't take any of these things that we talk about or these myths, you can't take them personally as if we are talking specifically to you, because it does depend on the individual. It depends on the age of the individual, the experience and the history of the individual, the injuries. What are your goals? Like all of these things, what is your emotional state? What is your spiritual state? Just all of these things play a role in the makeup and what your needs are for that season. As athletes, we both, you call it in season and off season. And depending on where you are, even if you're not an athlete or in a competitive realm, you still don't feel the same 365 days a year. And we can pretty much guarantee that come the fall, everybody slows down and there's the holidays and everybody puts on a little bit. And it's normal. It's ever changing with the seasons. And bam, we hit spring and boom, everybody's ready for summer. And it's like, we're on it and we're losing weight. We're going to do this. And so it's like, yes, those natural just human tendencies to want to lose weight in the summer and look your best in the summer, you know, those are all good, but it does come down to who you are as a person, not just following some person on social media and what they eat in a day. I cannot get away from that. What I eat in a day. But you're not me and I'm not you. So you can't copy, hey, I've been there. It used to be, what workout routine does so-and-so do in Oxygen magazine? I can remember seeing Oxygen for the first time in college, the girl on the cover and saying, I want to look like that. Like I didn't have muscle. I was a cardio junkie. I taught aerobics. I was an aerobics instructor and bounced around, danced. That was my life. Like, and I was like, I want to look like her. Saw it on ESPN, saw all the fitness routines. Like that was like my dream. And I'm like, I'm going to take this magazine and eat it up. And I did. I copied every month. I copied every routine that was in there. Susie Courier, just all these people, like just everyone I could get my hands on. And that was my routine. And hey, it will work in the short term, but eventually you hit that plateau and we're going to have to start working with who you are and where you are in order to get progress.
Yeah, because even you and I are different. Like there's even certain things that we have to do differently or certain things that our bodies respond to differently. Yes. And we've gone through that where we've had to bounce back and forth. And so, yeah, like that's the thing. It's not cookie cutter. And just like you said, just because this is working for somebody on IG or Facebook or wherever you're, you know, gaining your knowledge from or your interest is at, like you still have to like put yourself in the equation, which is, you know, what do you do for a living? You know, have you just had kids? Like there's all these other, you know, is there stress in your life? Like what are the elements? What do you have access to? Like there's so many things. And so it's really just kind of using those things, like you said, to jumpstart. But then once you've gotten into that jumpstart. And if you talk to most clients, which we have over the years, like the first, you know, the first couple of weeks, it's like, oh my gosh, amazing results. Everything's happening. It's awesome. And then all of a sudden we hit this plateau and it's because their body is no longer in the shock mode. It's in kind of routine now. And so it's like, what are we going to do to shock and get us to feel that again? Well, guess what? It doesn't go away.
Right. Ever. Well, I just posted on IG about adapting and improvising and moving forward. Like, we're always and forever going to have to do that in every area of our life. Always.
It's never, and it's, and that's the thing, when you rest in that and realize like you're forever going to be changing and evolving, and like every decade, like, you know, 30s, it was this, and then all of a sudden we're 40s and it's this, you know? So it's just embracing it and just being the best that we can be.
Well, and that's the fun part of it. Yeah. If you don't add healthy all the time, God, I can remember, every time I would get to close to stepping on stage, I mean, the butterflies just take over. And I was a performer when I was little and loved it. But I mean, of course, as you get older and life experiences and my background, which we may or may not get into, and you get shaped into sometimes a different person than you originally were. And so the journey of it, you see, is still today my favorite part. So stepping on stage is not by any means ever, never has been in a fitness competition my favorite part. So I would always tell her, I'm not doing it. I'm backing out. I can't do it. I'm not, like, you know, I'm here, but I'm not going to do it. And she would just, you know, calmly say, yes, we are. Yes, we're going to finish. We're going to do this. Like, you know, and I would do it and be so proud, but it's the journey. And when you can't enjoy the ride, like, you're miserable. So with your body, with your spirit, man, with your, you know, your mental ability, like, getting on a path of, this is a journey. And What am I gonna do today? What am I gonna experience today? How can I make myself better today? How can I grow today? Like, it's enjoying the journey, because it's never ending. Until we're gone, it's never ending. And so when they say attitude is key, yeah, it is. It's the key. Everything. It's enjoying the ride and enjoying the journey that you're on, because it's always changing.
Well, that's what I love about even like our friendship, and just even coming to a place now, like, we've been friends, I guess, more than 11 years, maybe 12. I don't know. We've been friends for a long time. And yeah, I mean, we've been through a lot of stuff together. We've had our ups and downs here, some of like the background of it. I can remember being at competition with Leah. I had competed the day before. It's her turn to compete. We're walking down the hall and she's like, I'm not going, not doing it. Like, yes, you are. Like, we didn't come this far. You get on that stage, I'll be out in the audience cheering. But we've always had, like, our friendship has evolved over time. And like, that's what this whole, you guys are kind of joining us in the middle of like our friendship journey, or our fitness journey, or what's next journey. And so this is going to be fun. It's going to open up, I think, a lot of conversation for us. And gosh, y'all, there's so much knowledge between the two of us, and so much of what we have experience wise that I think, I don't know, the timing just seemed right. Like, to share. Cause we haven't talked about a lot of things in the past.
Right. Yep. So ask away. Ask us questions. What do you want to hear?
Ask us anything within fitness and nutrition. Let me pull that.
Right. Don't ask us anything weird.
Right. Don't ask us anything. We may or may not have answers if it's anything. But we are excited about our journey with Girl Chat. We invite you to follow us on social media. Leah, you want to give them the scoop on where to find us?
Okay, so you can find us at Catapult Fit. And then both of our personal handles are on there as well. So you can follow us on our personal pages. You can DM us. Ask us questions, share it, like it, give us a review so we know how it's going. We just would love to hear from you.
Yes, love it. And we want to thank Sweatnet for having us on. This is all part of the Be Amazing podcast. The cool part about this conversation is this is happening weekly. So we'll be dropping a weekly episode. So, and who knows, we might even have somebody sit down and chat with both of us. So we'll see.
Yes. We look forward to hopefully bringing some people on.
Yes. And having some fun conversation. So stay tuned, follow us, like, share with other women. We want to just, we want to have
share fun. Share the love.
Yeah. Share the love. We want to have fun with this and, can't wait for our next episode.
See you soon.
Bye.